We're continuing in Simon Kuf Chaf Ches Nesias Kapayim, and we're going to do Be'ezrat Hashem Lamed Hey Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin, which is one unit. Okay, so basically there's going to be more of this, but this section of Nesias Kapayim talks about Kohanim that have done something terribly wrong that will disqualify them from the Nesias Kapayim. There's going to be more of this in terms of how he acts in general, in terms of does he act like a Kohen or not act like a Kohen, but we're not there yet. Here we're going to talk about three things. We're going to talk about murder, very severe, idolatry, also severe, and something close to idolatry, like either agreeing to convert to another religion or denying Hashem, things like that. Serious, severe business. Okay. And they have to be learned together because they sort of learned that one from the other in a continuation. So let's start. Sif Lamed Hey is based off of Gemara Brachas Lamed Beis Amad Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Kohen Shaharag Nefesh Lo Yisa Kapav. If a Kohen murders someone, he may not duchim. Shenemar. Learn that from a pasuk in Yeshaya Navi. The pasuk says, "Uva parischem kapechem." When you spread out your hands to do birkas kohanim, Hashem says, "Alim einai mikem." I will hide my eyes from you. I won't pay any attention. And gam kitarbu b'tfila. And even when you increase your davening, and then Yishomea, Hashem says, "I will not listen." Why? Yadechem damim maleu. Your hands are full of blood. Okay, so murder, as we would expect, is very, very severe. Now, what if, so murder, pashtus is murder. He takes a gun, intends to kill Reuven, shoots Reuven, kills Reuven. What about b'shogeg? What if it happens b'shogeg? So here there's different gersalos in the Rambam. By us in the Rambam does not say the word shogeg. However, the Torah, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, all have the gersa of afilu b'shogeg in the Rambam when the Rambam brings it down. Okay?
So someone runs into the highway and...
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. Good, we'll get to that later. Put that on hold. Then there's another topic here, and that is, what about tshuva? You know, tshuva is an important part of our religion. So what if a person does violate, you know, he commits a terrible crime, but he does tshuva. Does the tshuva help? So there is a Yerushalmi in Gittin that says like this, Shema, and now the Yerushalmi in Gittin seems to contradict the Bavli in Brachas that we just read. Yerushalmi in Gittin says as follows, Shema, Tomar, Kohen, Zemegale, Arayas, Veshofech, Damim. A person might say, that Kohen, I should go listen and get a Bracha from that Kohen? He's a murderer. He's a Magala Arayis. He's a scoundrel. Humavarcheni? He's going to give me a bracha. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'chi humavarechecha. You think he's the one giving you the bracha? No, no, no. Ani Hashem varechecha. The Kohen is bringing Hashem's bracha to you. And if don't take lightly the bracha of a Kohen, even if he is, in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, a Magala Arayis and a Shofech Damim. Magala Arayis, put on the side for now. Shofech damim. What do you mean shofech? Shofech damim is not allowed to duchim. Right? Okay. And then the Yerushalmi brings the pasuk, v'samu eshmiya b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarachim. I'm going to bench the b'nei Yisrael. Okay, that gets into the machlokes. I'm going to bench the Jews. I'm going to bench the Kohanim who are benching the Jews. Fine. But here, according to this Yerushalmi, it's understood as Hashem is going to bench the Yisraelim. Okay, through the Kohanim. Okay, so based on the Yerushalmi, there's a team of Rishonim, the Ravya, and others that say like this. If the Kohen is mamish, a murderer, and no guilt, and did it once, he'll do it again, okay? So then he can't do it. But if he's going to do tshuva, if he did it once, he did tshuva, so then it would be good. And the Rambam says, no, even tshuva's not going to help. Tshuva doesn't help. How do you understand Yerushalmi? So the Ravya understands Yerushalmi is maybe he murdered, but he did tshuva. So now he's, I don't want to say he's off scot-free. We're not going to get into the ramifications of killing someone to do tshuva. But he's done tshuva, regrets terribly what he's done. Now he's trying to be a good guy. So the Ravya says he can duchen, and that's what Yerushalmi is referring to. And the Rambam says, no, even if he does tshuva, he cannot duchen. So how does the Rambam understand the Yerushalmi? The Rambam understands the Yerushalmi talking about a guy, he's just not a good guy. And there's a lot of rumors about him. The rumors are he's a murderer. The rumors are he's a Megala Arayas. But they don't really know that he's any of those things. It's just, people are, he's not a good guy, and people are talking negatively about him. And that's why he's not a duchen. But if you know that he's, if you know for sure that he killed someone, so then, says the Rambam, that's not the Yerushalmi he's talking about. That's not going to work. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, the way I understood the Beis Yosef bringing it down, I didn't really see it as a contradiction, but the Aruch HaShulchan raises this to, as a stira to the Bavli. And he gives a few answers. One is, yeah, it is in fact a stira, and we pass him like the Bavli, and Yerushalmi's out. That's one way he looks at it. The other way is like we just said from the Rambam, the Yerushalmi is not talking about when for sure he's a murderer, it's just talking about there's rumors. Okay? And we don't have to take the rumors seriously. Now, he knows if the rumor's true or not true. Presumably. I mean, person could, you know, throw a cinder block into a crowd of people and not know what happened. Maybe he killed someone, maybe he doesn't know. Okay, it's possible. But generally, no. Okay? And the third option is possibly the tshuva option. That the Bavli is talking about if he didn't do tshuva. And Yerushalmi is saying if he did tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, he can't. Duchen, if he did do tshuva, he can duchen. Some accept that, some accept this, some accept that. Okay. Now, there's a beautiful Bach. The Bach over here explains the Rambam. The Rambam holds the Pashtus, the way they understand the Rambam, even though, again, it's not in our gears of the Rambam, it, that he cannot duchen, even if it's b'shogeg, and even if he did tshuva. Comes along the Bach and says, I have a beautiful diuk. I have a beautiful diuk in the Pasuk, and I have a beautiful diuk in the Gemara. Okay? The diuk from the Gemara is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Kohen, Shaharag Nefesh, Lo Yisa Kapo. What do you mean, Kol Kohen? Just say, Kohen, Shaharag Nefesh. Why, Kol, Kol Asuye Mai. Whenever it says a Kol, it's coming to include someone. So it says the Bach, that's the Rambam. The Kol is coming to include the Shogeg. And the Kol is coming to include the Baal Tshuva. Doesn't help to do Tshuva on Ritzicha. Okay? And then he brings a Diyek from the Pasuk. What did the Pasuk say? B'parishchem kapecham adim enai mikem. Eni, enai, not sure. When he spreads out his hands, Hashem will look away. Will not pay attention to the biggest kwanim. Then it says, Gam kitarbu b'tfilah. Also, when you increase your tefillah, I will not listen, because your hands are full of blood. What's that tefillah talking about? So explains the Bach in understanding the Rambam. The Gam Kisarba b'tefillah, the tefillah is his way of doing tshuva. He's davening to Hashem to be forgiven for his terrible sin. He's saying, Hashem, it was shogeg. It was unintentional. Please forgive me. No. He's still not going to be forgiven. In that, it's not Hilchos Tshuva now, but in that, the Tshuva is not going to help him be able to duchen. Why not? Because they bring down the hands that committed a murder cannot be the hands that are going to be involved in benching Klal Yisrael. In Kategor, Nasa Sanegor, the prosecuting hands of murder cannot help Klal Yisrael as the defense attorney. Okay, let's see that inside now. Sif Lamed Hey. Kohen Shehargas HaNefesh. Afilu B'Shogeg. Lo Yisaz Kapov. Afilu Asa Tshuva. A Kohen who murdered, even if he did it unintentionally, may not duchen. Even if he did Tshuva. Okay, that's like the Rambam. Okay. Mishabur Sif Katam Kuf Chav Zayin brings down the Pasuk. Now, footnote 133, they bring down a machlokas haposkim, if this is relevant to, also to a goy. Okay, that's a machlokas. Kuf chav ches, afilu b'shogeg. Okay, now, shogeg is unintentional. What if it's an ones? Oh, what does an ones mean? Ones, let's say, means, it's an entire ones. But let's say, usually talk about ones in Ritzicha, they put a gun to Reuven and said, Reuven, you kill Shimon or we'll kill you. So we know that murder is one of the big three. That's Yehari Vayavo. He has to be killed. He's not allowed to kill someone else. It's a Svara, my chazus, who says that your blood is redder than his. So the rule is Shev Al Tasa, and he's supposed to be killed. But let's say he was not Omid Bini Sayon, and he gave in and he went and killed someone. He didn't want to do it. He was quote unquote forced. He was Ba'ones. Okay? So the Mishabura Paskins, not everyone agrees with this. Vim Ansuhu Laharog, if they forced him to kill someone, even though he did the wrong thing. No seas kapov, he can still duchen. Meaning shogeg can, unintentional. Okay, we're not going to get into exact. I don't want to define all the terms right now, but shogeg, which is unintentional, but ones is supposed to be worse, is lower level than shogeg, and ones is going to be okay. And then the Mishnah spells it out. We hold by Ritzicha Yahar by Yavor, and he should have been killed. Mikomakom im avar velo nerag if he did not follow the halacha. Lo mirsel in the siyas kapayim b'shvil zeh. He's not going to be pasul from the siyas kapayim for this.
In general, is shogeg worse than
onus? Is generally lower level than shogeg. Now. Because so shogeg was like unintentional, like okay, I don't know, I don't want to go there. Okay, now it's interesting because there's a footnote here at Sadi Test. Sadi Test is actually a very important footnote, but it's hard to do Sadi Test right now until we go weiter and do Lamed Vav and Lamed Zion. So let's put that on hold and try to remember to come back to it.
The kind of shogeg that you have to go to your mikvah for.
Right, I guess so. Right, yeah, right. Mishabur Sivkatan Kuf Chaf Tetz, I feel lots of tshuva. Tam Dezu Disfirle Dabi Shalachadab Shomer Fnea Tshuva, even though nothing stands in front of tshuva, Mikomakum Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. That means to be a daim Elu Shahargas and Nevesh Ein Rodisos Kapov. Ava Bishas Tshuva. Okay, someone said, well, what if he kicked someone to death? What if he killed them a different way? I don't know. The assumption is murder is done with the hands, there's a little plug, whatever it is. And he cannot do him. Okay. So again, that's the Mechaber Lamed Hey. We'll read it again. Kohen Chargas and Nefesh. I feel the Shogeg. Lo Yisaz Kapav and feel also Tshuva. Okay? It's kind of Tarti the Tivusa. Still no good. It was Shogeg. Did Tshuva? No good. Hagah, says the Ramah. The Eishomri did Masa Tshuva? No, say Kapav. That if he did Tshuva, then he can, in fact, Duchen. And the pasha says, as the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kuf Lamed, Hainu Afila Kishava Bemezit. Even if he did a Bemezit, if he did Tshuva, the Ramah says, then he can't Duchen. The Yesh, the Hakel al Bali Tshuva, Shalino Dalas with Naam, the Hachi No. We have to open the door of Tshuva, otherwise he's going to say, well, they're not accepting me anyway, and he's not going to do Tshuva, he's not going to improve his ways. And if he does Tshuva, we can accept him, and the pashtus, even if he did a Bemezit. We'll soon see that's not so posha. Mishabur Sivkat and Kuflam and Allah. The Yesh is a Khan Shemachmir and Al Kopanab Amazid, Va'ayim Bibir Alacha. So the Bir Alacha, all the way in the bottom of the page. Dibra Masva. Afilu Asa Tshuva. Okay, you have to skip down to like the towards the end. The last few lines says, Achein, a Prichadash, Velia Rabba, Daitam, the Ein Lahakel, Afilu Asa Tshuva, Imhaya Mazid. Means Ramah, I mean the Bir Alacha. Dibra Masva. Afilu Asa Tshuva. That means, even though the Ramah is Mekel, and the Mekel is like the Ramah is Mekel, when he did Tshuva, however, there are those that want to say against the Pashtus and the Stama, the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if it was Mazid, the Tshuva will undo it, and undo it. Won't bring back the life, obviously, but it will enable him to Duchin. But the Prichadish and the Eli Rabba hold that no, Tshuva is not enough to undo the Mazid. There's no way to undo it. Once he kills someone, be Mazid, even Tshuva is not going to help in terms of Duchening. And he may not duchen, and the bottom line, Bir Alacha, just leaves it tzarech in Ledina. So we have the Mechaber being the Machmir opinion. Tshuva doesn't help at all. There's nothing to talk about. The HM, if he does Tshuva, it's okay. Now let's go a little bit further. Then we have the sugya with the Kohen is a Moel. Mal, Sasif Lamivav, which is a Hemshech. Mal Tinog Vemeis. God forbid the baby dies from the bris. So the Kohen still, no says Kapov. The Kohen still had a duchen. Sifkat and Kuflam Beis. There's three reasons brought down in the postgame. Mishabur brings in all three. Chada, first of all, the kavan the shei mitzvah. His kavana was the shei mitzvah. Maybe the baby, they didn't know, but the baby was really a preemie, and the baby was really going to die anyway, and it wasn't his fault. Shema haruach bil balatu achakach v'meis. Not sure what that means exactly, but something medical happened to the baby afterwards, and he didn't die directly from the vermila, directly from the hands of the Kohen, but something else later happened to him that caused him to die. For those three reasons, if God forbid the moel is a Kohen, he's allowed to duchen. And they say who it didn't, I think much more common, is you have a surgeon who's doing surgery trying to save the patient's life. And okay, even if it's not a pikuach nefesh dika surgery, but if it's surgery that the patient decides he needs with the consultation of the doctors, and the doctor is a kohen, and God forbid the person dies on the operating table, so also yichav in the shame mitzvah, and he would be allowed to continue duchening. We're not going to call the doctor a murderer and not allow him to duchen. Now the second half of this mechaber brings down the Rambam's understanding, which makes sense because the Mechaber seems to go with the Rambam over here. The Rambam's understanding of the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi says, if they talk about this guy, why should I go get a bracha from this guy? He's a Megaleh Arayos and he's a Rotzeach. And Hashem says, no, you should get a bracha because I'm the one who gives the bracha. So the Rambam says, no, he's not really a Rotzeach, it's just they're talking about him, that maybe he's a bad guy. So they're saying all sorts of things about him. Oh, he's a Ratzach, he's a Megaleh Arayos. But not that the Mamish know that he was over in Ratzicha. So that's the Mechaber over here. The Ma'am Reraninach of Shushobeh Damim, it's not, Mishra points out, not about the Moel now. We're talking about in general. Okay, that's from the Yerushalmi. Kei Mishra Esbar Adover Yisos Kapov. He's allowed to continue duchening. We don't passel him from duchening based on rumors. Okay. Now we're up to Lamed Zayin, but we have to move and we have to focus and keep Lamed Hey in mind, because Lamed Hey and Lamed Zayin are connected. This mission, last mission of Menachos, that the Kohanim who served in it was a temple in Egypt that was, let's say, the Shem Shemayim perhaps, but it was also, you're not allowed to build a temple in Egypt and build a Mizbeach and bring sacrifices. So Kohanim who served in that temple are not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And that means Zarech Loma the Davar Acher. What's Davar Acher? Not very what my Zara. Son calls a Davar Acher, but Avodah Zarah. Okay, so a Kohen who does Avodah Zarah, or even that, or serves on a Bama, it becomes Puzzle. And it brings down Psukim and Malachim Beis over there. Acho Yalu Kone Abamot El Mizbach Hashem B'Yushalayim. Then it goes on to call them Balei Mumin. Okay, so the Rabbi over here says, Afilu Shav B'Tshuva. Because the Pasuk is talking about there's a tshuva movement, Yoshua Melech bringing everyone to do tshuva, it's still going to be us. That's a Rambam. Tosis brings down such an opinion. Rashi disagrees. No, if he did tshuva, it's going to be okay. Why? Because he's like a Baal Mum. And we already said it. Baal Mum is allowed to duchen. The only reason he might not be allowed to duchen is for technical reasons. You're going to look at his hands. But aside from that, there's no psul Baal Mum. We discussed it at length with the Aruch HaShulchan, the Taz. Fine. So here's a big machlokes. Now, okay, let's look at the Mechaber, Lamed Zayin. Now, Mumar. What's a Mumar? So, the Mishabura, even his Divra Masl, the Mumar, Lavodas Gilulim. Bei Mishogi, Bei Memez, Afilu Asa Tshuva. Okay? A Mumar, Lo Yisas Kapov. He's not allowed to duchen. And now the Mechaber himself brings down the Mekilim. V'yei Shomrim, Shimasa Tshuva, No Say Kapov. If he did Tshuva, he's allowed to duchen. And the Ramah says, V'chein Iker. So here, the Mechaber himself brings down two shittas. A mumar lo yisas kapov, v'yeshom, he does tshuva, it's okay. Yet in Lamed Hey, when it came to the Kohen doing tshuva for the Ritzicha, the Mechaber doesn't say v'yeshom, it's okay. So here's the big machlokas haposkim. Back to that bir alocha, dibar maschil, afilu asa tshuva. Bir alocha, dibar maschil, afilu asa tshuva, which is the top of page 16 in my volume. Hine ha-Mechaber sosam bekam v'lo hei v'yeshokin. In Lamed Hey, there's no Yesh Cholkin, Yesh Matirin. It's only us, or period. But when it comes to the Mumar Avodah Zarah, so there the Mechaber himself brings down Yesh Matirin. Could be murder is different. And Kateg and Asa Sanegar, the hands that killed cannot be the hands that bench and finish. However, not so posh. But oilas tamid ubira gra muchach the sir the mechaber samach asma yeish cholkin shevi v'sif lamed zayim. I couldn't find that bira gra. Looked in lamed hey, looked in lamed zav, looked in lamed zayim. I didn't see it. But I'm samach on the bira locha, and the bira locha says that it's muchach from the bira gra that when the mechaber is mekel in sif lamed zayim, it's going back on lamed hey as well. So it's not, otherwise you have a shtickle stira. I mean, the answer to the stira is murder is worse than avodah zarah. Fine. But so that's the big machlokes of poskim. The Mechaber brings down mekilim, and Lamed Zayin is also going back in Lamed Hey or not. That's the machlokes of poskim. Now, le'inyadina for Ashkenazim, it doesn't matter all that much. We paskin like the Ramah, and the Ramah's mafurish over there. That tshuva is okay. And once the tshuva, it's okay. So that's the Bir Halacha Union Dina Harama Pasuk Lahakel because of Shekeinu Agim V'Hainu Afilu B'Meizin. Okay, then right, then he argues maybe only B'Shogeg. Okay,
the Sfarim is not a big deal because
what did you say?
And even the Sfarim is not a big deal.
For Sfarim, no Sri, but maybe by Mumer, but not by Ritzicha. By Ritzicha,
Stamani Yesh.
There's no Stam and Yesh. There's a Machlekes. It's a Machlekes. It's the Yesh.
Even if you hold like the Gra, that there's a Stam and a Yesh.
No, not even. Only if you hold like the Gra.
The Halacha is always like the Stam.
Fine.
So it doesn't matter if you're like the Gra or not.
Oh, I hear you saying. You're saying he's Machmi either way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Good. Yes, fine. Alright, you're saying even if it's Stam and Yesh Omer, even if the Yesh Omer is going back in Lamed Hey, the Iker Shita of the Machaber is still going to be the Stam. Good, fine. Yes, Machaber. Thank you. Okay, then the Machaber goes on to say, the Imnenas, the Divrei HaKol, no say Kapov. Okay, now, after the Beis Yosef says like this. The Beis Yosef says that they're only arguing when Baratz on the person, you know, is he denies Hashem, he denies the religion, he wants to convert. But if he's forced, everyone agrees he's no se Kapayim. And then the Bede Kabayis, which is basically the Ha'aras of the Beis Yosef himself, says like this. That's only if he agreed to be Ovid of the Zohar. Like, he said, yeah, I believe in the stuffed animal. Roger, the stuffed animal is my Hashem. I believe in it. But he didn't actually Ovid of the Zohar yet. But if he's Mamish Ovid of the Zohar, then even if he doesn't Bo'ines, because the guy puts a gun to his head, so he's supposed to be killed, but he's not going to, right? Even if he doesn't give in to it, even if he decides that he's not ready to die, and he does Ovid of the Zohar, which he wasn't allowed to do, it's still Bo'ines, he's not allowed to Duchim. That means there's a difference between Avodah Zarah, which is a Maisa, and denying Hashem or taking on another religion where he does it verbally and there's no Maisa. Okay, now we have to go back to the Shar HaTzion over here. Tzadi Tess. Okay, back to Sif Lamed Hey. So the Mishabura wants to say, if he feels forced to kill somebody, and he does, and he kills the person, which he wasn't allowed to do. If he does it, but it's considered ones, and he's still allowed to duchen, ask the sharat siyun on the bottom, and ois tzadi tes, ken katsu v'shem mahar nach, v'ein b'yodi l'ayim, but I don't have the sefer, so I can't look into it, says the Chavetz Chaim, v'tzorech iyun, d'minolon, d'midaminon, z'leheimir, d'om and d'minolon, but azara. We have two cases, we have three cases. We have murder, we have avodah zarah, and then we have believing in a stuffed animal. So why should you compare murder to believing in a stuffed animal, which Ba'ones is not going to apostle him, Ba'ones is not going to apostle him from Nesias Kapayim? Why do you compare it to Avodah Zarah Mamish? Here there's a Maisa, and there's a Maisa by Yeritzicha, there's a Maisa by Avodah Zarah. It's more comparable and more similar to Avodah Zarah, which has a Maisa, and by Avodah Zarah, even by Nesias Azar. So why does the Mishabura say Ritzicha Ba'ines is going to be mutter? He says, why are you saying it's mutter? Because it's like believing in a stuffed animal. When you believe in a stuffed animal, you don't do a Maisa. So why compare Ritzicha to the stuffed animal? Compare Ritzicha to Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, if he does a Maisa, he's Pasul. And here too, he should be Pasul. That's the Shaila of the Shar HaTzion on the Mishabura that he brings down B'Pashas. And the Prima Gadam also later on doesn't like it. He says, the guy did something wrong. He wasn't allowed to do it and finish. That's what he said. Get Prima Gadam, Yishavah, Mashvashu, Machmir, Bazaar. Okay. We're running out of time. Okay. So in Sifkat and Kuflam and Dalid, so we discussed the chilik between Avodah Zarah and believing in the stuffed animals. Then the last line, this is very significant. He says, that's on a Sifkat and Kuflam and Dalid. This is something that's very important and very relevant. So Dirshu here has a very important point. Bring down from Rashi. A person who doesn't keep Shabbos denies Hashem, denies the creation of the world, and therefore he's almost like an Ovid of the Zara. And on that he brings down all the poskim that are Mekel, the Mice of Ismanazah. Reb Moshe says, like in the olden days in the 1940s in the United States of America, if you don't come to work on Saturday, don't bother showing up on Monday. So it was a tremendous Nisayan. So people gave in to the Nisayan, that's how the Hashkama Minya was born. They would daven and then go to work. Okay? Tremendous Nisayan there. Says Reb Moshe. Yes, true. Reb Moshe says, they believe in Hashem. They just have a Nisayan that they can't stand. It's not denying Hashem, not creation of the world, not denying anything. They believe in everything. They just can't be Oymid ben Nisayan. If that's the case, then they're allowed to duchim. That's what he brings down from Moshe. Then he brings down from Shlomo Zalman. that also that there are a lot of duchim. He brings down from Rav Yoshev is a tinok shenishba. He doesn't really know what Shabbos is. It's also okay. Then he brings down the sitz of the Yazir according to Reb Chaim Oizer and the Adderes that if you're not going to let them duchim, they're not going to know that kohanim. If they're not going to know that kohanim, they're going to go marry divorced women and other women that are puzzled to them, and it's just going to make things worse. So you should let them duchim. Okay, so that's a very important point. So Lamaisa will come, see, unless the guy is really, you know, lahachis against Shabbos, it's not so poshut that the guy is Machal Shabbos, even Beferencia, that he's not allowed to duchen, as the Mishabura takes for granted over here at the end of Sif Katun Kuf Lamed Dal. Mishabura Sif Katun Kuf Lamed, hey? Yeshun Shemasa Chuba, it's okay. Hanra Filo Obad Avodz Gilim Bemazin. Okay? The end of Lamed Zayin, we said, V'nenas L'divra Kol Nose Kapur. So that the Archa Shulchan gets very upset. Says, what are you talking about? Where is the Archa Shulchan? The Rambam asks us in such a case, why do you think that that's mutter? Okay, so that, again, if he's oines for Avodah Zarah, it's going to be usher. If he's oines to say, I believe in the stuffed animal, it's going to be mutter. And that's the Sharatzion, which one to compare Ritzicha to. And then in the end of Bir Alocha, Dibar Maskim Nenas discusses someone who does not have a bris mila. Is he allowed to duchen? So if he doesn't have a bris mila because he doesn't want to give himself a bris mila, then he should not duchen. But if he doesn't have a bris mila because his brothers died from mila, chas v'shalom, and therefore he's not supposed to have a mila, so that's a machlagis in a discussion and a din, but the Bir Alocha holds that yesh lakel, and a person like that can duchen. Okay, now, in terms of the car accident. So it's like this. A guy who drives recklessly and, God forbid, kills somebody, he's not allowed to duchen. Yeah. That's not oinis. It's not considered shogeg. He's a posheya. He's not allowed to duchen. Okay? If he does tshuva, then the Rambam will say yes, the Mechaber will say no. Sephardi, no. Ashkenazi, yes. If somebody runs in front of his car and it's not his fault, and if those of you who drive, especially around here where kids run in front of your car all the time, it's mamish, have to keep your eye every second on the road. So if, God forbid, someone runs in front of a car, it's mamish, not the guy's fault. So there they are. So that's not really shogeg. That's closer to oines. And certainly, a guy like that certainly is going to do a tshuva. I mean, because they didn't do anything wrong. Okay, so for Ashkenazi, for sure, he'd be able to duchen. I think for Sephardim, they say also he'd be able to duchen. That might be telling in this oines machlokes.